Translation by Sri Gopa. A son who acts by anticipating what his father wants him to do is first class. One acts upon receiving his father's order is second class. And one who executes his father's order irreverently is third class. But a son who refuses his father's order is like his father's tool. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Guru, the last son immediately accepted his father's proposal, for although he was the youngest, he was very qualified. Guru thought, I should have accepted my father's proposal before he asked, but I didn't. Therefore I am not a first-class son, I am second-class. But I do not wish to become the lowest type of son who is compared to his father's too. One Indian poet has spoken of putra and mutra. Putra means son, mutra means urine. Both a son and urine come from the same genital. If a son is an obedient devotee of the Lord, he is called putra, or a real son. Otherwise, he is not learned and is not a devotee, son is nothing better than urine. Many things are there. Vaishnava Siddhanta, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta means very deep and pardonable. Very confidential tattva, very supreme tattva, supreme tattva. Not gross, but very supreme tattva. Unless one understands it, he cannot be free from anarthas. No. Tattva Brahma is one of the anarthas. Unless free from anarthas, how can you develop your devotion? Huh? Cannot develop your devotion. You cannot earn adhikar in the Sulabhata. Understand? You understand adhikar? You cannot earn adhikar at all in Sulabhati. Therefore, Prabhupada said, you have not yet earned adhikar in it. You have no bhakti adhikar. Let's see, what's that? Gross materialis, Western persons, gross materialis. Rajoguna, tamoguna, predominating. No sattva-guna at all. You have not come to the level of sattva at all. You are all rajoguna, tamoguna, passion and ignorance. Where is the question of bhakti adhikar? You have no bhakti adhikar. That's the Prabhupada says, for you, for nāsandhava. Karma nishtha. Yes, nāsandhava. That's the prescribed version for you, for nāsandhava. Do varnāsandhava. Daivi varnāsandhava. Work. Do this. Run there. Do this. And do it. And whatever you earn, you resolve, you offer it to. Hari. Hari tosham. This is karma arpana. That is only adhikari bhava, is karma adhikari. Not yet as it bhakti adhikari, no. Doing that under the expert guidance of a bona fide guru, when heart will become purified, consciousness will purify, mind will purify, and you free yourself from all sorts of desires. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. By doing sadhu sangha, hearing, constantly hearing harikatha and serving sadhu guru, get his mercy, then develop some desire, then develop katha ruchi. Develop taste for Bhagavata katha, Krishna katha, then really. Then it is going to be understood
Now, now he has attained, he has come to the proper level. Will develop bhakti. Bhakti adhikar will be developed. Otherwise, no bhakti adhikar. Three types of forms here says. Guru says there are three types of forms. Uttama, Madhyama, Adhama, and fourth type also, his tool. His own works and spreading what his father wants him to do is first class son. One works upon receiving his father's order, second class son. One who executes the father's order irreverently is third class son. But a son who refuses father's order is like his father's tool. Yes. Guru said he is second class son, not first class. I should have said to my father's proposal before he asked, but I didn't. Therefore, I am not first class son, I am second class. Father requested, he accepted. Second class son. But I do not wish to become the lowest type of son, third class son compared to his father's too. One Indian poet has spoken of putra or mutra. Putra means son, mutra means urine. Both the son and urine come from the same genitals. If a son is an obedient devotee of the Lord, he is called putra, or his real son. Otherwise, if he is not learned, not a devotee, son is nothing better than urine, mutra. Mutra. Similarly, shishya, disciple. Guru is spiritual father, disciples are his sons. They are also three types, four types. Three types, four types, not shishya, cannot be shishya, is rejected. Yes. You understand? One understands what the desire of Guru and he acts. He is first class shishya. But when I ask when Guru orders him, then it's second class shishya. You understand? One who doesn't wait for the order, only understand if this is the one that acts immediately, is first class. Yes. Shishya, disciple. But one who gets order, then acts, carries out, then is second class shishya. At the same time, who executes Guru's order is irreverently third class. Guru orders, he grumbles. Oh, I have difficulty, I have some problem, I would have done, but now I have problem, my health is very weak, I have this thing, that thing. So grumbling. In grumbling he acts in the third class, not with love. And who refuses Guru's order is rejected. It's like stool. Stool is rejected. Similar. Three types of disciples, four types of disciples. Four types are not disciples at all. So it is said, Shastra Acharyasah. Saying, Udha Amnaya Tantra Sarva Ruste Guru Strata Guru Ruste Na Kassan Tasma Sarva Pratnena Guru Meva Pradhade. Lord Hari becomes displeased. Gurudev can deliver him. But if Guru becomes displeased, nobody can deliver. They have no place at all. Finished. Therefore, with utmost care, one should please Guru. Jasya prasada, bhagat prasada, jasya prasanna gati kutopi. Guru is pleased, then Lord is Krishna is pleased. Guru becomes displeased, where is your place? No place at all. Lord Hari kicks you. Yes, get up. On the Sangeeta says, Adikipya Guru Mahapurusam Prabhatan Vijay, Sugaratam Bhakti Vatkan Janma Sadeshwabhi. Those persons, very, very, consciousness is very, very low consciousness, completely covered with ignorance, nonsense. They think Guru was an ordinary human being. Therefore, sometimes they speak ill of Guru. Yes, they speak ill of Guru. So, for 100 baths, they'll have the baths of hot. Yes, they'll get hot baths, hot places, for 100 baths. Yes. So, Dhamnaya Tantra says, Tavata Radhaya Sishya Suprasanna Dhabhavi, Guru Prasanna Sishyasya Sadhya Papa Kyavhavi. Brahma Vishnu Mahesa Videvata Nijogina Yarvantyasas Grahankustu Grupustina Sansaya. As long as Guru Dev is not pleased, you should serve Guru. As long as he is not pleased, you should serve Guru. Guru becomes pleased, all the sinful reactions of Sisha immediately destroy. The Guru becomes pleased, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, all demigods, Muni, Yogis, all become pleased, and they also have mercy in that person. Krishna says that also. Guru Sushayadatha, I am very pleased with the person who serves Guru and pleases him. I never become pleased with the person who strictly follows the principles of Brahmacharya, principles of Guhastasram, so Bhantas Gatipadasi. I never pleased with him, but I am pleased with the person who serves Guru and pleases him. Yes. Nirakulam Nava Tantra says, Guru manusya buddhiṃ ca mantre ca akhya buddhiṃ tatimā sushila buddhiṃ karvāna narakam bhaje. Guru namastya buddhyate jadi buddhyetva sahi bhavet kadāpi na siddha mantre vādevata sani. If a man thinks Guru as an ordinary human being and the mantra only alphabets, deity, idol, he'll go to hell, definitely. Therefore says, Adhāpya man vijāna nam mannet. Parichet, namastya buddhya sveta sarpa deva maya guru. Krishna says, the sooner one, sooner thing, acharya, guru, as an ordinary human being. And if somebody thinks like that, whatever mantra he has received from that guru, then all useless. There is no effect at all. And if he does devarsana, worship, others worship, if he did it, there will never be effective or perfect at all. So cannot be sishya, will be rejected. Tanta Sangeeta says, akurtebhyo anirvartyasya guru sikhya sa isnava evam bhadaparita jyo sishvati nubhagalpidaha. Who cannot be corrected at all? Who is incorrigible? No possibility at all to be corrected. Who cannot tolerate the discipline inflicted on him by Guru? He is unable to tolerate that subject. He cannot be sishya at all. He should be rejected. He is like stone or urine. Puru said, is a refusal. He cannot be disciple at all.
who is true disciple. Who is true disciple? Krishna Smriti says, Na guru priyam kurja tari to pirito pila. Na vamanne tad vakyam na priyam hi samasav. Atat jasya priyam kurja paane rapi dhane rapi. Karmana manasa vata so jati paramam jati. Guru has right to inflict discipline. Disciple means under discipline. Guru will inflict very more severe discipline on you. That is good for you. Thereby, you will be purified. Sadhu. The goldsmith many times puts the gold into fire. Isn't it? And? Hammers, many times. Then again puts into the fire, picks up again hammers. He does it many times. Thereby, whatever impurities are there, they are all burnt. Then pure gold will come out. Similarly, Guru does. Guru inflicts severe discipline, more severe. Yes. That is to put into the fire. All whatever impurities are there, that will burn to ashes. Then purity will come out. Otherwise, no purity. So one who can tolerate it and accepts it gladly, he is a real disciple. You cannot accept it. All is scolding me, all is beating me, hitting me, kicking me. I cannot tolerate it. So he is not a disciple at all, but who accepts it gladly and never acts in such a way that will displease Guru, is real disciple. Yes. He has prepared in the words of Guru, never acts in a displeasing way in spite of all sorts of punishments inflicted on him. Body, mind and speech and his strength and his wealth, what yours, he serves Guru and pleases Guru, he is a real disciple, gets the mercy of Guru, and in very short time he'll achieve perfection in life. You understand? Otherwise cannot be a disciple. So he is uttam disciple, he is uttam, first class. So I say first class disciple, second class, third class, fourth class, last class, or rejected class. So accordingly also we find three types of Vaishnavas, Madhyamadhikari, Kanishthadhikari, Uttamadhikari, Madhyamadhikari, Kanishthadhikari. Who is Kanishthadhikari? Archaya meva haraye jab pujam srayete napa bhakti sutanye susa bhakta prakuta suta. You are Kanishthadhikari.
Those who faithfully worship the deity but cannot treat devotees properly, they cannot properly deal with the people in general, are known as prakriti bhaktas, materialistic or neophyte devotees.
They are neophyte devotees, those who have not developed sastra sadha. You understand? Only developed logika sadha. He knows, oh yes, Bhagavan is here in the temple in this mosque. So he comes directly, pays obeisance to Murti. That Bhagavata is Granta Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata is present here. Vaishnavas are present here. Bhagavata is not different from Krishna. Man incarnation of Krishna, non different Krishna. And Bhakta Bhagavata is an embodiment of Bhagavata. That Vaishnava speaks Bhagavata, who is an embodiment of Bhagavata. He never pays respect to them. Just stress comes, there's repentance and goes away straight. They are not developed. First Krishna, only Lord Krishna, he is Kanishtha. He is Kanishtha. You understand? He is Kanishtha. He is Madhyam Adhikari. Iswari Tadadhine Su Bali Se Su Duisat Su Cha Prema Maitri Kruva Pikhya Cha Paroti Sa Madhyama.
A Madhyamadhikari, Vaishnav, shows love to the Supreme Lord, friendship for the devotees, mercy toward the innocent and ignorant, and is indifferent toward the envious.
Yes. He is Madhyam. He does love to Krishna. Krishna has gentle love. He gets friendship with Vaishnavas. And he is very merciful and affectionate towards the ignorant fools, innocent persons. They are innocent. They don't know. And with the offender, he ignores them. This Madhyam Adhikari. Yuttam Adhikari, Sarvabhuteshu Japasya Bhagavad Bhava Matmanah, Bhutani Bhagavad Tyan Muttesho, Bhagavad Tyatman Nesho Bhagavatottamah.
A person advanced in devotional service sees within everything the soul of souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he always sees Krishna everywhere and in everything. He is an Uttam Bhagavat.
He sees Krishna everywhere and everything. That is a Premi Bhakta. He is Uttam Bhakta. Uttam Adhikari. Pabara Sangamon de Keno de Kitar Murti. Sarvatra Vedar Ishtadeva Spurti.
The Mahabhagavat certainly sees everything mobile and immobile. But he does not exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord.
He is Uttam. Bhagavata Uttam. Uttam Bhagavata. Who is Uttam Bhagavata? Vishnudati Udayam Nadasya Sakya Daribasabhi to Upte Bhuvanasa. Pranayarasanaya Bhutangri Padma Sabhavati Bhagavata Bhagavata. You are. 11th canto. Second chapter, 56 bhas. No, 55. Vishnudati Udayam Nadasya Sakya Daribasabhi to Upte Bhuvanasa. Pranayarasanaya Bhutangri Padma Sabhavati Bhagavata Bhagavata. You understand? Who has bound up Lord Hari, the rope of love in his heart? Lord Hari never lifts his heart. He has bound up the rope of love. He is, Lord Hari is there in his heart. He is Bhagavata, Uttam Bhagavata. This Premi Bhakta is Uttam Bhagavata. You understand? Chaitanya Charitamrita also says, what Rupa Goswami has said, but Kirasamka Sindhu, basing on that, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Sraddhavan Janahai Bhakti Adhikari, Udama Madhyama Kanishtha Sradhanusari, Sastra Yukti Sunipunam Virasuddhaja, Uttama Adhikari Sai Tarai Sansar. Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane, Dura Sraddhavan, Madhyam Adhikari Sai Mahabhagyavan. Jahar Kona Sraddha Se Kanishtha Jana, Krana Krana Tehan Vakta Hai Uttam.
A faithful devotee is a truly eligible candidate for the loving service of the Lord. According to one's faith, one is classified as a topmost devotee, an intermediate devotee, or an inferior devotee. One who is expert in logic, argument, and the revealed scriptures, and who has firm faith in Krishna, is classified as a topmost devotee. He can deliver the whole world. One who is not very expert in argument, logic, and scriptures, but who has firm faith, is considered a second-class devotee. He also must be considered most fortunate. One whose faith is soft and pliable is called a neophyte. But by following the process gradually, he will rise to the platform of a first-class devotee.
Gradually, associating with the elevated voice novels, solving them, understanding, hearing, solving. He can gradually make advancement. At last, he will become Uttama. That is something has been said in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Goswami has said, this Vaidhi Bhakti is three adhikaras. Similarly, Raghunaga Bhakti also three adhikaras. Uttama, Madhyama, Kanishtha. Rupa Goswami says, Uttama, Madhyama, Sasya, Kanishtha, Seti, Satvidha. There are three types of adhikari, bhaktas, vaishnavas according to Uttama, Madhyama, Kanishtha. Yes.
One who is expert in logic and understanding of revealed scriptures and who always has firm conviction and deep faith that is not blind is to be considered a topmost devotee in devotional service.
That is Uttama Adhikari. Then at the same time, some Madhyama Adhikari. Jo sastradi su anipunaha svatthavam svatthu madhyama.
He who does not know scriptural argument very well, but has firm faith, is called an intermediate, second-class devotee.
He doesn't know so much sastra, sastra jukti. He doesn't know. He can present sastra. When very strong argument will be put forth, he cannot resolve it by quoting sastra. He doesn't know. He knows some little. When strong argument someone, the adhikari Uttama Bhagavata will put forth, he cannot resolve it. He is madhyam, but he has strong faith. Therefore he is bhagyavan, he is very fortunate. This kanishtha lakshana, the sentence kanishtha, jo bhavet kumara saddha sa kanishtha nigadhyate.
One whose faith is not very strong, who is just beginning, should be considered a neophyte devotee.
His faith is not strong, soft faith. Anytime it will break, it is very soft. Faith in sastra, sadhu sastra, guru bhakti, is very soft, just beginning. It's komala sambha. This is a neophyte. So those who are madhyama, those who are uttama, they can very easily penetrated, yes. That his faith will be very penetrated. Yes, komala is very soft faith. So this question of adhikar comes here, isn't it? Because these are three types of bhaktas or vaishnavas determined according to adhikar. Chaitanya Sattva Buddha says, Srivida adhikari, kanishtha adhikari, madhyama adhikari, uttama adhikari. One who has adhikari, he has adhikari. What adhikari you have? Having uttama adhikari, or madhyama adhikari, or kanishtha adhikari? That's the question. And this adhikari is most important thing to understand. Acharya knows what adhikari he has. Accordingly he speaks. Accordingly instructs. Yes, he has this adhikari, he has no bhakti adhikari. So he has karma adhikari only. So, in so like for you, varnashram dharma. He recommends varnashram dharma. You just learn varnashram dharma. You have no bhakti adhikari at all. Yes. Karma jnana viragadi chastang hitva samantara suddhavana bhavati dam tam sri chaitana mahamade. Bhaktivinoda Thakura has discussed all these things, Rupa Goswami has discussed, Jiva Goswami has discussed, we have all discussed all this point. Without adhikar, nobody can develop sudharati, pure devotion. Unless one understands this adhikar, he cannot understand this tattva vichara. Many think like that, as I am saying, and he is a difficult example. For many years, I have accepted Guru. Number one Guru, number two Guru, number three Guru, four Guru, five Guru. So many Gurus I have accepted. Yeah. I have received mantra. I have been doing seven kirtan here in chanting for many, many years. Still, nothing comes up. Yes. Isn't it? Nothing comes up. Why? Most important question. In answer, acharyas are giving the answer. In this way, what will happen to him? He'll lose faith. Finally, he'll lose faith in Shastra, lose faith in Guru, Acharya, Vaishnava. That will happen to him. Yes, definitely. Isn't it? Yes, that's correct. Then he's finished. He's finished. He loses faith in Shastra, loses faith in Guru, Acharya, Vaishnava. He's finished. He'll go to hell and suffer. Do you understand? Therefore, one should understand adhikar. What is my adhikar? Then his doubt will be clear. Everybody has no same right, same adhikar. No, different adhikar is there. Therefore, three types of adhikar are there: karma adhikar, jnana adhikar, bhakti adhikar, prema adhikar. That is said, prema adhikar. Bhakti means with love. Means love. Sarvadharman vaidyajya mamikum saram brother. Krishna says it bases on love. Otherwise, nobody can give up all dharma unless you have double love for Krishna. Rupees are example. They keep it better dharma, everything they keep. You have that still love for Krishna. They run at midnight to the jungle of Vrindavan. Yes, they are housewives. Vedas restricted. Their housewife cannot cross the threshold, you see. She will be condemned. She will be condemned in the society. They are all condemned in the society. Gopis and Arahants. They are all prostitutes, people say. Yes. They didn't care. They don't care for it. Yes. Tomar lagya kolankar ha, borai par tepari. They say, oh, syam, for you, I can put on the garland of all this nasty criticism around my neck. This is love. Understand? They are the typical example, sarva-dharmāna paityajya māmekam saṁ brother. Bandhan elevated dharma, just for that. They are typical example. They are praying. Without that love, nobody can surrender at all. So you are not surrender at all. Then how can you develop bhakti adhikāra? You have not surrendered. Isn't it? Then how can you develop bhakti adhikāra? You have no bhakti adhikāra. Is it valid? You have karma adhikāra only. That Prabhupāda is for you, but not from you. Do karma, karma, karma. This karma, you are a sudra, you are a vaishya. Yes. You are a brahmana. No, still brahmana. You are sattva stage. You may be a brahmana, madhva-nanda. You are a sudra, karma, vaishya. Do this, do this, do this. And offer the result of your karma to Bhagavan Hari. That's your adhikar. Yes. No bhakti adhikar. You have no bhakti adhikar. Doing that thing under the guidance, expert guidance of bona fide guru, when your heart will be purified, consciousness will be purified, mind will be purified, you will free yourself from all sorts of desires. Desires for material enjoyment, desires for material liberation, and you develop authority, develop taste in Harikatha, Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Katha. Then it is to be understood that now you have come to the proper level. Then bhakti adhikāra will begin, otherwise no bhakti adhikāra. Do you understand? That acharyas have said. If you attain bhakti adhikāra, then sudhābhakti adhikāra, in pure devotion, sudhābhakti adhikāra, then immediately you will get the result. He said, I am not getting any result. Why? Because you are not developed bhakti adhikāra. How can you? You may do it in course of life, what is dharma, still you cannot get it. Yes, you cannot get it. So many desires, many lusty desires you have, you are not free from it. So how? How do you expect that nothing is coming up? How will it come up? Rather committing more of brothers, that's right. Understand? Answer is given here. So in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you understand, it is said, Tatra vidārvatam devam dhanā sukhadiyena arjana ātma jigyāsa vartrāti jñāni ca vartar prava. Isn't it? Four types of persons. What is that translation? Is it translation? Tatra vidārvatam devam dhanā sukhadiyena arjana ātma jigyāsa vartrāti jñāni ca vartar prava. Four types of persons, Sadhuvida. Sukruti in Arjuna, they have Sukruti. They are Sukruti in Arjuna. They do mind bhajan. Ato, Parvati, Jnani, Jigyasu, Jnani.
Well, best among the bards. Four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute.
Pious men. Sukhudivan. Pious men, Sukhudivan. English. So, they are pious men. So, they have adhikar in bhajan. One is distressed person. You understand? So, what is that? Finishes distress. He does hari bhajan. He is artha. Then, inquisitive. So many inquiries he has, who am I, who is Lord, why have I been suffering, what is my relationship with Lord, what is the requirement for that, how can I get it, so many inquiries, he is jigyasu. Therefore he does bhajan, he is jigyasu. Artharthi, who is poor, isn't it? Suffering out of poverty, therefore he offers prayer to Lord, how he is suffering, will go and get some money, wealth, his authority, that purpose he does bhajan. And jigyasu, a jnani, what is that, jnani?
Jigyasu?
Jnani.
So he says the inquisitive.
No, inquisitive is jnani. Jnani?
Jnani, one who knows things as they are.
Jnani. Who is very eager to acquire transcendental knowledge. He does. He offers prayer, does bhajan, is jnani. So, question is here. May be distressed, or inquisitive, or poor, praying for money, wealth, or jnani, whatever means, is that. If he has no sukhuti, he will never do bhajan. Isn't it? Therefore, said, four types of pious men, they have sukhuti. Jiva Goswami here gives the meaning of sukhuti. What do you mean by sukhuti? Prabhupada only said pious men. But Jiva Goswami thinks something very subtle thing. What is sukruti? Bhakti vasana hetu mahat sangamadi maya karjya. That is sukruti. That means this three artha jigyasu arthati, distressed, inquisitive, and poor. These three may have sukruti or may not have sukruti. May be doubtful. But jnani has sukruti.
Jnani has to be. Therefore, how can acquire transcendental knowledge? So, in this respect, Rupa Goswami has said, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Tatra Gita Adhiriptanam Chaturnam Dhikarina Madhye Jasmin Bhagavata Krupa Syatat Priyasyava Sakhena Tattat Bhava Syatsuddha Bhakti Dhikarava Jatheva Somukha Adhista Dhruva Sacha Sudur Sana. You have this verse. In Gita, these four types, Ato, Artaji, Jigyasu, Jnani, four types of pious men, Sukhrudivahan Purus, Bhajan, that means they have some bhakti adhikar. Out of these four, who gets mercy of Bhagavan or Bhakta, Vaishnava, then that person may be distressed or inquisitive or poor or jnani. When is that mood will gradually be lessened, 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 completely gone, then will have pure bhakti adhikar. Otherwise, cannot have pure bhakti adhikar. As for example, Gajendra, elephant, was cut off, jaws of crocodile. So he is distressed, isn't it? Example of distressed one. Then he offered prayer, Lord, in free from such distress. They all races in Mahisarana headed by Saunaka, isn't it? They are very much afraid of approaching Kali Yuga, isn't it? So, they are doing yogya for thousands of years. At last, they invited Sutta Goswami to become acharya and speak Bhagavata. Getting his mercies, hearing Bhagavata, then come to the level of Sutta Bhakti Adhika. Dhruva. Dhruva higher material desire. These are thirsty. These are thirsty, isn't it? Bhakta. Wants material position, isn't it? Therefore he engaged in Prabhupada. But when Lord Vishnu appeared, all gone. Then he came to the platform of Sutta Bhakti. Sutta Bhakti Adhika. Sanaka Sanatana for Kumaras. They were first, let's say, impersonalists of jnanis. When they gave the mercy of Lord and Bhagavan, then they came to the Sudha Bhakti state, Sudha Bhakti Adhika. So Gajendra offered prayer to the Lord, how he was free from this distress. The Lord appeared, protected him, he got lost mercy. At that time, he became free from distress. Then he got the adhikar in Sudha Bhakti. They all received in Naisarana headed by Saunaka. They are very much afraid of approaching Kali. They understand that through karma nothing can be done. Therefore, then invited Sutta Goswami and accepted him as an acharya and inquired there, what is real sphere. Hearing from Sutta Goswami, getting mercy, Granta Bhagavata, Bhakta Bhagavata, and mercy of Sutta Goswami, they became free from their fear and developed pure devotion. Then they got the adhikar for Sudha Bhakti. Dhruva was a sarthi, yes. Therefore he offered prayer to Bhagavan. When Bhagavan Vishnu appeared, Dhruva got the mercy of Bhagavan Vishnu, all his desire gone. Yes, no more. And Bhagavan Vishnu asked,
Now you ask for the boon, whatever you want. What he was said. Swami Kudarthasmi Bharama Jati. You see? You understand? I don't want any boon from you. Isn't it? And Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya, that verse is there. Tana Vilasi Tapasisthi Toyam. Kasam Vichannam Vipraptavan. What is that? Deva Munindra Guyam. Kasam Vichannam
Vipraptavan.
Tattvan Dibya Ratnu. Swamin Kudatasmi Varuna Jate. Yes.
Well, he's being benedicted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guru Maharaj said, "Oh my Lord, because I was seeking an opulent material position, I was performing severe types of penance and austerity. Now I have gotten you, who are very difficult for the great demigods, saintly persons and kings to attain."
To get you, I got you. Yes.
I was searching after a piece of glass.
Yes.
But instead, I have found a most valuable jewel.
Most valuable jewel. Yes.
Therefore,
when he got mercy of Lord Krishna, all the desires gone, then he came to the Sudha Bhakti Adhikara. Understand? These are all examples given and explained. Sanaka Sanatana Sanandana Kant Kumar Pur Kumar Sadhusana. They are impersonalist path, but when they get the mercy of Bhagavan Vishnu and Vaishnavas, then their impersonalism gone, then they came to the path of pure devotion. They got the adhikara in Sudha Bhakti. So, conclusion is that as long as there is this contamination in earthly distress, the contamination of distress is there, and the contamination of accusation is there, contamination of getting money is there, and desire how to acquire knowledge is there, they can have Sudha Bhakti Adhikara. You understand? When it's all gone, then they get the Sudha Bhakti Adhikara. So, Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu said on this topic, to teach Sudha Bhakti Adhikara. Jo kena pyati bhagyena jata suddhasya sevane nati sakta na vairagya bhagasya madhikarya su. That means
who is very much attached to this material world, he cannot develop Sudha Bhakti at all. But who is detached to this material world, he has developed detachment, but not completely developed, some tinge of attachment is there. Not completely detached. Such a person, if he is fortunate, he comes in contact with a Sudha Bhakta Vaishnava Sadhu, hears from him, then he develops faith. And devotional service, by the mercy of that Sudha Bhakta Vaishnava, he gets the adhikar in Sudha Bhakti. Purpose is that a person within the material world many ways is distressed. You understand? And he feels so many types of deficiencies. Thereby he understands that this material world is dukkhalaya. It is a misery. Only misery is here. No true happiness and pleasure is here. Understanding this, he develops detachment to it. And at last, he understands that only the lotus feet of the Lord is the only place of shelter. No other place of shelter than that. One understands and develops firm faith in it. The firm faith engages in some bhajan, then it develops shraddha, shastra shraddha. This shraddha, shastra shraddha, understand? Faith in shastra evidences, faith in the words of sadhu, shastra guru, never shastra shraddha. This is the only reason of Sudha Bhakti Adhika. Therefore, in Bhagavata, 11th canto says, jāta saddho matkathāsu nirvinna sarva-karamasu veda dukhātmukān kāmān parityāgyapkanishvara tado bhajeta man prita saddhālu guranishtaya jūsamāna sattān kāmān dukha darkāśta garaya. Explaining these two verses in Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami has written, Tadeva mananya bhaktyadhikare hetum sraddha matra mukta so jatha bhode tadha sikhyaiti. So, sraddha is the only thing. To develop adhikare in sraddha bhakti, sraddha is the first requisite. One has developed sraddha, dhruva sraddha, he does bhajan. Krishna said, these are Krishna's words. Krishna says, you have developed faith, strong faith in my words. He gives up everything, all karma. Only engages himself in my bhajan. He develops complete detachment to this material world, materialistic activities. He understands these are, what say, the consequence of this is only unlimited misery. So he gives up, engages himself in bhajan, my bhajan. The bhava. But he has a family man, his family burden, he cannot give up. But he understands this, I have to give it up, completely surrender. But he cannot, because of his previous sukruti. He cannot free himself from the net of this karma,
But he understands this is consequences of suffering. He has already developed some shuddha, faith in the worship sadhu, sastra, guru. He condemns all these activities. Still, he is doing. He condemns and doing. You understand? And through it also he does some bhajan. You understand? Again, Jiva Goswami writes, Suddha isasrata viswaso satancho tansaranasya bhayam tatsaranasya bhayam badati adho jataya suddhaya satsaranapati reiva lingamiti. Suddha means strong faith in sastra, sadhu sastra guru. Sastra says, Tavar vayam dravena deha sunnamitam sukasva prabunitam upulastha loha javan nati angin abayam prabunitam loke. As long as one was not taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, that is a place of fearlessness, you see, he has bhaya, he has fear. As long as he has not taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, a place of fearlessness, he has fear, definitely fear. Fear for his wealth, fear for his body, fear for his relatives, so many fears. He has always fearful condition. Now one has taken shelter, abandoning all the rights of dharma completely, he is fearless, yes. So, when we can see one is completely surrendered, then you can understand that he has developed shraddha. Yes. From faith, we have to accept it. Yes. So what is saranagati? What is saranagati? Jiva Goswami says, jātayaṁ sadayaṁ sadā tadanubhati chaste vasyāt karma parityāgo vidyate. That means, if someone develops complete faith, strong faith, sastric evidences, vārsa sādhu sastra guru, he gives up all karma. Yes. Sastra says, run down all the ways of dharma. Just surrender. There was strong faith, he gives up all karma. Only surrenders to the lotus feet of Krishna and engages in Krishna's loving service. No other activity he has. Karma is automatically given up. This is pranagati. You understand? This is pranagati. In Bhagavad Gita, Sastra, Krishna has, in the beginning, discussed about karma, jnana, then speaks about bhakti, separately. At last he said, sarva-dharmān-paścīya-jyo-māme-kaṁśrāna-mṛdhā. Ampansa pāpe bhyomukhita māsukha. This is the most concluding instruction comes up. Whatever I discussed about karma, jnana, bhakti, etc., etc., varnasram, dharma, this, that, give up everything, give up! Only surrender. Do you understand? So where is the question, varnasram, dharma? This is to the bhakti. You understand? Completely surrendered, abandoning all the rights of dharma. That means varnasrama dharma is abandoned. Completely surrendered. It includes varnasrama dharma. Karma, jnana, yoga, everything. Abandoned, varnasrama dharma. Karma nistha, offering worship to demigods. He has all discussed everything in Bhagavad Gita. At last I said, abandoning all the rights of dharma, surrendered. So everything is abandoned. Varnasam dharma abandoned, offering puja to demigods abandoned, karma abandoned, jnana abandoned, yoga abandoned, everything is abandoned. Yes. Completely surrendered. This is all the rights of dharma. It is to be understood that he has developed bhakti adhikar. Only he has for bhakti adhikar. Otherwise, no bhakti adhikar. That's what Prabhupada says, you have no bhakti adhikar, you have karma adhikar. Jyotu varnasana karma. And they are stressing, yes, Prabhupada says varnasana, do it, all right, do it. No bhakti, no bhakti adhikar, sudha bhakti, sudha bhakti. Purity of Lord title. Yeah, karma adhikari. And therefore, Krishna assures you, if someone may think, I'll give up all dharma, then I'll become irreligious, I'll commit some pap. And necessarily, if some pap will be there, if you think so, no, I unpap for pap at Bhimukhishan. I'll destroy all sinful reaction. Don't fear. Fearlessly you surrender. He gives you assurance. You understand? So some may have some doubt. Sada means some liking must be there, liking, what the hell can we do? So in question of karma and jnana, there is some liking also. Therefore he does this karma, he has liking. Yes. He has liking for this jnana, therefore he makes endeavors as a carriage. So, in that respect, this Radha is not only the cause of bhakti, but also the cause of karma and jnana also. Question of liking also. So, in this respect, Siddhanta conclusion is that Sraddha means asprartha viswasa. Sraddha means full faith, complete faith, strong faith in sastric evidences. It's not only that, it's not complete. Something else is also there. That is ruchi, taste. You understand? You have faith, but you have no taste, you won't do. Isn't it? So that test is there also. It's required. So somebody has faith in karma and test it. Therefore he does that karma. And jnana also. And bhakti also. Do you understand? So Goswami is discussed very, very subtle way. So, in respect of bhakti, whatever sraddha is required, sastra-artha-viswasa, that means complete faith in the sastric evidences. In addition to it, there should be taste for bhakti. This is there. So, sraddha with taste. Sraddha is the seed of bhakti-lata. Do you understand? Sraddha is the seed of bhakti-kripat, but not ordinary sraddha. Sraddha with taste. Sraddha with taste is the seed of bhakti-kripat. Jiva Goswami says like that. Do you understand? Brahmanda bhamite kon bhagyavan jiva. Guru Krishna prasada paya bhakti-lata bhija. Wandering, lots of brahmanas, lots of spaces. One bhagyavan for suner jiva. Mr. Sadhu Guru. No sadhu sangha hears from him. Darvai by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. The seed of bhakti is lata. Seed of bhakti creeper is sown in his heart. What is that seed? That seed is sraddha. Not mere sraddha, rudhi-yukta sraddha, sraddha with test. That is the seed. So karma sraddha, jnana sraddha. Then that person, karma sraddha, here sraddha in karma, here sraddha in jnana. So here karma ruchi, test in karma, and test in jnana. Similarly, it's different types of sraddha and ruchi are there. If it is mixed with bhakti ruchi, that sraddha, then you will surrender. So anapati comes. You understand me? Then will come for sadhu sangha, hear Krishna katha, and do bhajan. You will do bhajan, and then after sadhu guru, do bhajan under his guidance. Yes. Then gradually free from all sorts of anapati. Namathada. Destroy, then you come to the level of Nishtha. Nishtha is the minimum level. To develop bhakti adhikar. Unless you have a true Nishtha, no bhakti adhikar. No bhakti adhikar. That for Jiva Goswami has said like that. Nishtha rupi suddha rupi. He has said, Jiva Goswami has said. Ah. So, bhakti tattva is there, therefore sadha is divine tattva. Jiva Goswami bhakti sandhava, right? Tasmat sraddhāma bhaktyangam kintu karmanya panattvavit bhatta badana nyākhyāyam bhakto adhikāri viheshanameva. Bhakti sandhava, they have all discussed. Very subtle way. Yes. Unless you understand all these things, how can you free from anattva? Tattva bhaktam. Unless you are free from anattva, you have no Suddha Bhakti Adhikar. No, 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 no! Hirete nana anattare bhai. You are surrounded with many types of anattva. How can they have Suddha Bhakti Baba? Not easy thing. Therefore, Purpa knows it. Yes, no panna sambhava. That is your adhikar. Karmadhika do it. Chalo. You do not tell them, they cannot understand it, because no adhikar. How can they understand it? They will beat you, they are beating you. Yes, they are beating you. Yes, hitting, beating. They cannot understand it, that's my view. They will know it. So, Sraddha, Jiva Goswami says, Asma Sraddha na bhaktyangam kintuhu karmanya. Samartha vidvatta vadanya khyayam bhakti adhikari visudanameva. Sraddha is not anga bhakti, rather it is an objective of ananya bhakti. It is an objective of ananya bhakti. not the anga bhakti, an objective of ananya bhakti. Jiva Goswami. You understand? Then more things will come up. So unless one develops, understand this tattva, he cannot develop Suddha Bhakti Adhikar, unless one free Brahmanartha, one of which is tattva bhavam, how can he develop Suddha Bhakti Adhikar? There is no Suddha Bhakti Adhikar. That's what Prabhupada Goswami says, Adhusuddha, Prasadhusanga, Prabhadam Kriya, Anarthani Bhuti, Nishthastata. Nishtha is the minimum, minimum state. After anathana buddhi, nishtha comes. Bhadan nishtha, that is what is bhadan nishtha. When you achieve nishtha state, then Suddha Bhakti Adhikar begins, it begins, begins, not beginning. Otherwise it is not begun at all, no. So, surrounded with so many anarthas, how can you have no adhikar in Suddha Bhakti? Yes. May have jnana, karma adhikar or jnana adhikar, no bhakti adhikar. So, Prabhupada knows all these things. So he said. Somehow, it's tricky, he tricks you. Yes, you are in Krishna loka fall down, all right, come to Krishna. Just tricks you. Yes, tricks you. All right, that trick is very good. Come to Krishna.
Saranagatera akinchanera. Eka e lakshana. Madhye praveshaye atma samarpana.
Atma samarpana, yes.
So I've been trying to understand this verse. That he's saying.
It's not easy to understand. If I speak, that is a big topic. I speak and it'll take 2 hours. Yes.
I was afraid that's probably why I haven't asked you.
Yes, Baba, not easy thing.
Because we spoke on this verse once in Los Angeles, and I was saying this is, Kaviraj Goswami says there's 2 types of devotees. One
yes.
is fully surrendered, and one is free from material desires.
Yes.
And devotees got very angry. They were saying, well, how can that, how can you say there's only
if
devotees?
If you cannot understand, why do you say? And no adhika, so I cannot understand. If the little boy can understand. Huh?
I don't know,
little boy,
How can I understand? Huh? Gopi Prem. Radha Prem. You cannot understand such fear. Poems of such fear, if you think poems of such fear, can understand.
We hope you explain this verse someday.
Hello.
Good day. If the spiritual master engages the disciple according to his adhikar,
yes,
what will happen if someone changes it to some other activity?
Well, he'll fool him then.
I mean, what if someone else says, no, your guru said that, but we want you to do this? Then
you have to guru or you have to some other body? No, I will hear only one person. I will never hear any so many persons. Huh? How can develop all this? Huh? You understand? You are a fool. Therefore, you write so much letter and the rest of the question, answer is given.
Not right.
Yeah?
If someone doesn't develop nista,
yeah,
when the guru leaves the planet, what is his fate?
Guru leaves planet? Still, guru is there. Guru is in different forms.
Disciple can develop nishtha.
Yes, yes. Guru in different forms. Janma, janma, everything. Life after life, why not in this life? Hare Baba. Huh? In life after life, guru is there. Why not in this life, guru lives? Huh? I never think my guru has left me. He's with me. He's always teaching me, taking care of me. So, I can understand this.
He has to find the guru though.
Huh?
If he doesn't find the guru and he's told, I'm initiated, that's enough.
That's enough. All right, therefore you cannot understand it. That question we discussed. I have accepted guru, I have gotten mantra, I am doing it for so many years. Huh? Sabon ki ton change, even nothing coming to me, why?
Huh? If nishtha is just the beginning of bhakti adhikar, at what stage does jnana adhikar begin? Jnana adhikar begins from sadhu sangha or from bhajana kriya?
These personalists, they are great jnanis. Yes, they are great jnanis. They have developed the taste for material world, isn't it? They are not attached to material world. They are first mukti, 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 liberation, liberation. Yes, they are jnanis. So, they have jnana adhikar.
So we don't do jnana adhikar. We go from kama adhikar to bhakti adhikar, no?
Bhakti adhikar. Gita discusses all these things, karma adhikar, jnana adhikar, bhakti adhikar. Gita speaks about this adhikar. We can give it up. He condemns, but still he can feel something, net of karma. He himself, he cultivates some jnana. Then from karma-adhikari comes to jnana-adhikari.
So the jnana-adhikari, that person who you cope with being jnana in the form of bhakti-shastra?
Yes, if karma and jnana leads you to bhakti, then it becomes bhakti. Otherwise, no bhakti. Then it's a devotional service. Your activities, your karma should be done for Krishna. Yes. And the end of our knowledge is bhakti. And of all knowledge is bhakti. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? Bhakti is not, jnana is not end. Bhakti is the end. Sadhyavastu, prema, prema bhakti. And one who has accepted prema bhakti, sadhyavastu, he may be apparently ignorant, fool, don't know, but he is great. He knows everything. He knows Krishna, he knows everything. Yes. Krishna is everything. Doesn't Vijnana suppose he Vijnana is happy. Knowing whom, everything is known. So, he knows Krishna. He knows everything. How can say he is devoid of jnana? No. Krishna is the source of all jnana. He knows Krishna, he has gotten Krishna. He has everything. So, he cannot say he is devoid of jnana. No, he can't say. service, reading, ahayeva, vidya. This is all Vedas, I have to be known. So, who knows Krishna? How can I say, don't know Veda? Huh? How can I say so? And the verse is there, 11th canto. Who is Jnantartha or Shastra Sarsha, living Krishna? Huh? Understand my language? Who does Jnantartha, ultimate Jnan, and acquire Shastra, or read Shastra, or unworthy Shastra, without Krishna, a so-called Jnantartha, Shastra Sarsha, will give in only suffering, dukkha. He has kept a cow, but no cow. Cannot get milk at all.
We read one verse Bhaktisiddhanta was quoting Guru Maharaj. He said that someone who tries to study the Vedas, not understanding the Vedas, he may go to the Pancharatra Shastras.
Mm.
Not understanding that, he goes to the Puranas.
Mm.
And not understanding that,
yes.
he gives everything up, and finally he becomes a such a person who is no better than a farmer, and he finally becomes a professional Bhagavatam reciter.
Yes, a professional Bhagavatam reciter. He finally becomes like that. That was it. Yes. So
these are such persons who don't understand.
They can understand.
Sasha, they become some professional reciter then.
Mm-hmm. They are going to Narayan Maharaj. This one, Raganuga Bhakti, Rasika Bhakti. And then found out there. Hit them, you see. So severely there.
Did they do that?
No. Then those were going.
Oh.
And they came to me, I said, you commit a wrong. They cannot understand this thing. Why you are going and publicly doing this thing? Then created disturbances. Then this is the consequence. You have to repeat it now. They realized, yes, whatever you said, that's true. At last they realized. Last time, at the end of this meeting, they came to me and told me, oh, Maharaj, whatever you said, that's true. That's true. I said in the beginning, you committed wrong.
What happens, Guru Maharaj, is someone is taking siksha from an advanced Vaishnava, and then he...
But you are in a society where they cannot understand it, then. Mm. If you are doing, do it secretly. Don't expose it. They expose it.
But if they don't defend that person they're taking siksha from, then what is their position then? If their public, the society tells them, you reject this person you're taking siksha from...
Yes, they accept that. They accept it.
Then what is their position?
Yes. Because people cannot understand. I said they cannot understand because Krishna Adhikar is there. There are no Adhikar. How can they understand Rasika Bhakti? How can they understand Raganuga Bhakti? Why are you doing that thing? If you are doing, you should have done secretly. Nobody should know. But you did not do it secretly. Publicly you did. So this thing comes on. This is quite natural. Yes, whatever said, that's correct. At last they said, yes, I said, I know it. So nobody, this Krishna Adhikar is there, so nobody can, everybody cannot understand anything. How do you expect so? It's not expected, so, see? Because he is the person in this Adhikar. How can you understand the hard thing? Hard truth they cannot understand. When I speak some hard thing, they hit my head. They express, Maharaj, you speak so higher thing. Therefore this thing takes place. So I said, cut off my head, then I should not speak.
You read in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes some of the persons who are criticizing Haridas Thakur.
Oh.
And he says that some of them, they were saying, why is he chanting all night long?
Oh.
If he's going to chant, that's good,
oh,
but he should chant an Ekadasi. And those persons, Vrindavan Das describes as Pashandis or atheists.
Yes,
Pashandis,
yes.
They understand about chanting Hare Krishna, they understand about Ekadasi. We would not consider them Pashandis.
They are Pashandis, definitely. They cannot understand it. That from that respect, intelligent man, he remains silent, he never speaks about it. Silence.
Shubhadeva ki jai.
भक्ति श्री हूँ हरि पुरत संग रवि जी कदम्ब संहित के सदा हृदय कंगरे भरत वंशति नंदना पारी